My honor and my pleasure this noon, on behalf of the United States Congress, to present to the President of the United States a hand-cut crystal bowl specially created by Lenox China and Crystal for this occasion. As you can see, Mr. President, the 9-inch bowl portrays a detailed hand engraving of the Capitol on the far side and is framed by an arbor of flowering cherry trees on the near side, creating a three-dimensional effect. It rests on hand-cut crystal and is engraved with your name, the presidential inauguration, and today's date, and the Congress is very honored to present this to you and to the lovely First Lady. And now, Mr. Vice President, I'm pleased to present to you a somewhat smaller bowl. On behalf of the Congress, this crystal bowl designed and crafted by the same master artisans at Lenox. The bowl is inscribed with your name in the same engravings as the presidential gift. We hope you and your lovely wife, Tipper, will enjoy this. Now I call on the Speaker of the House of Representatives to make a presentation at this time. Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, Ms. Clinton, Mr. Vice President, Ms. Gore. It is our custom in the House and my glad duty to present each of you with a plaque on which is affixed one of the letter openers used on January 6, 1993, to open the certificates of electoral votes for President and Vice President. Each plaque notes simply that William J. Clinton of the state of Arkansas received for President of the United States 370 electoral votes. And the second plaque that Albert Gore Jr. of the state of Tennessee received for Vice President of the United States 370 electoral votes. I hope each of you will accept these letter openers with the best wishes and heartiest congratulations of all of us in both parties of the Congress as you begin your administration. May they symbolize the ease with which you will cut through the heavy tangle of legislative challenges to the heart of successful political wisdom and successful governance. Mr. President, we have one additional presentation which is offered on behalf of the leadership of both parties and both houses. Only once before has this particular gift been given to a President of the United States. It is, Mr. President, a plaque on which is affixed an exact working replica of the key to the doors of the Capitol, the great bronze Columbus doors that were erected during the Civil War and constructed for the main entrance leading into the rotunda. The original key is in the possession of the architect of the Capitol. The first key, first copy of two, has already been presented, and this is the last remaining copy. And this presentation cannot be made again to any future president. We offer this to you because we believe that it is a symbol of our outstretched hand, our pledge of cooperation, and as security for our undertaking that we will match your proposals with our strong effort to move the country toward fundamental change. It is the tradition in the House and the Senate that the president comes only by invitation to the Capitol. That is a tradition that lies in our British heritage. When the Stuart King entered the House of Parliament and dismissed the Long Parliament. Now, this key you may consider an advance invitation to come anytime you wish and unlock the great bronze doors and bring us to your consultation, as we will bring you to our cooperation and move the country back to effective and responsive government. On behalf of the joint leadership of the Democratic and Republican parties of the House and the Senate, I present you with a working replica key to the great Columbus doors of the Capitol.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Now it is my honor to present the toast to the new president, something I hope that will be appropriate. Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, my colleagues and their guests. Today, Mr. President, during the swearing-in ceremony, and I think along the parade route, you will truly see the many different faces of America. From farmers to Wall Street brokers, laborers to business owners, children to older Americans. They come from different walks of life, but they come with a common purpose: to be a part of this historic moment and to demonstrate their conviction, their certainty, and their confidence in you, Mr. President. The world will be witness not only to the peaceful transition of power, but to the overwhelming show of support. We come together today not as Democrats or Republicans, but as Americans with hope to say our goal for America is the same as yours, and we look forward to great accomplishments in the weeks and months ahead. Would you stand now and join with me in a toast, Mr. President, to your good health and to this great country. Hear, hear. Thank you all very much. Be seated. And Mr. Vice President, do you have a remark or two you'd like to make? And then.
Senator Ford, thank you. For this luncheon, to you and Gene, it is great to be able to share this with you, to Speaker and Mrs. Foley, to Majority Leader Mitchell, to Majority Leader and Mrs. Gephardt, to the Chief Justice, Mr. Rehnquist, and to Justice White, to the combined leadership, to Senator Dole, Senator Stevens, Minority Leader Bob Michael and Minority Whip Newt Gingrich, and to all of the distinguished guests, to President Clinton and our First Lady. Boy, that sounds good. I wish I could express the emotion in my heart or the gratitude, respect, and friendship that I hold for all of you, especially my former colleagues in the House and Senate. I wish I could express the hope that we share for our country, the magic of this day, and the change it will bring. I've spent nearly two decades with many of you in service to our country and the men and women who are her strength. I've been honored to serve the people of Tennessee and the people of our nation, and am now honored to accept this new responsibility and this awesome challenge as a partner in doing everything I possibly can to make Bill Clinton the best and most successful president our nation has ever known. So may I return your toast, Senator Ford, with another. May we all not just listen, but truly hear. May we all not just see, but truly understand. May we all reach deep into our own hearts to summon the will to take action, to keep our commitment to the kind of democracy and the kind of government that never forgets its roots or its responsibilities, that remembers it was forged by the courage and vision and ideas of the people it was meant to serve, to our democracy.
Thank you very much. Senator Ford, Mr. Speaker, Majority Leader Gephardt, Senator Mitchell, Senator Dole, Senator Michael, I'm Representative Michael. I'd like to begin by saying I didn't get much sleep last night. If I get through this, it'll be a tour de force. Al Gore and I stayed up a long time talking last night about this day and this country and what we hoped that we could do. I want to say first how very grateful I am to the Congress for the exertions here to make this inaugural day such a meaningful and wonderful one. I would like to especially thank Senator Ford, who worked so hard to make sure everything went off without a hitch, and he did. I also thank you for the wonderful gift of Crystal, the letter opener, which I will treasure always, that proved that we did get enough electoral votes to be here today. And Mr. Speaker, I'm delighted to have that key. However, with all respect, I can't believe you were fully briefed about my proclivities in lobbying legislators to let me come up here without an invitation. I may be here all the time. Why, just when you said you wish me well in untangling my relationships with Congress, my head, almost as if by magic, tilted in Senator Dole's direction. I make two serious points. Once in a generation, we really are called upon to redefine the public interest and the common ground. I honestly do believe much of what we have to do today is work that knows no necessary partisan label and does not fall easily within the conventional divisions of liberal and conservative or Republican and Democrat. The second point I wish to make is that I cannot succeed as president unless Congress itself succeeds and the American people like the Congress again too, or I seek to do. And to do, we have to work together and move forward together. So I would like, in gratitude and respect, to propose a toast to a new partnership in America's government.